President Trump has given his first interview since firing FBI Director James Comey. He told NBC's Lester Holt that he was going to fire Comey whether or not his Attorney General Jeff Sessions or Acting Deputy Rod Rosenstein recommended it. He also said he's been told by Comey that he was not being investigated. This was once during dinner with Comey and twice on the phone.
One case I called him and one case he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
Earlier, Andrew McCabe, the man who replaced Comey as acting director, was asked about this by Republican Senator Richard Burr.
Did you ever hear Director Comey tell the president he was not the subject of an investigation?
Sir, I can't comment on any conversations the director may have had with the president.
NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
So every day, you know, we get a little something here. Your thoughts first on the president's claims. He said Comey told him first at a dinner, then on a phone call when Comey called him, and another where the president called Comey and said he asked him directly if he was being investigated. President Trump told Lester Holt all three times. James Comey told him he was not being investigated. Now, there are people already questioning the ethics of a president calling an FBI director about an ongoing investigation. But what do you make of the president being so adamant about this?
Well, I mean, I think that that is the key point on the ethics of this. You know, it's a remarkable interview and a remarkable thing for a president to say that he called an FBI director and asked directly if he was under investigation. You know, Sarah Sanders, the spokeswoman from the White House, said yesterday that the president had been thinking about firing James Comey since November. You know, and I understand the president is trying to not say that this is anything related to the Russia investigation. But, you know, the reasoning that the president has given and this White House has given was that that this president had it had to do more with the Hillary Clinton emails investigation. So that's kind of hard for a lot of people to swallow that that's actually what was going on.
Right. He also said today to Lester Holt, and there's apparently more of this interview coming, but he said he'd have fired James Comey without Rod Rosenstein's recommendation. We've been seeing reports that Deputy Rosenstein has been very upset that he was the one pointed to as the reason for the firing.
Right.
But to the Senate intelligence hearing, it was already scheduled. It would have been nothing out of the ordinary, but then we have the firing of James Comey, and suddenly all of Washington listening to every word from Comey's replacement's mouth. What did you learn from Andrew McCabe today?
Well, he contradicted what we've heard from the White House in saying that that morale at the FBI was not low. Was the White House had sort of used as an excuse to say, you know, first the reason was that he'd messed up the Hillary Clinton investigation. Then the reason is that morale was low at the FBI. And something seems amiss because that neither thing seems to pan out as McCabe had gone in and said, you know, no, morale, everybody had high confidence in James Comey.
McCabe also said he thought the Russia probe was highly significant. That completely contradicts President Trump's tweets earlier this week. It's a waste of time. It's ridiculous. It's taxpayers' money. When's it going to end?
Right. Not the small, small investigation looking into Russia meddling. Clearly, this had been irritating this president. From all the reports we've seen, this president was not happy with this ongoing investigation, not happy with this being a focus. You know, this is a president who likes the headlines to be something that aren't distracting from his agenda and things that he wants to be talking about. And this Russia investigation that seems ongoing, you know, and ratcheting up, frankly. You know, you had James Comey going to members, key members of the Senate to say that they're seeking increased resources and going to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to say that they needed some more resources as they were significantly ramping up this investigation. The timing on this and what Republicans would be saying is that even Republicans on Capitol Hill are saying that the timing is suspicious.
Yeah, well, we heard from members of the King Committee, Angus King, that in fact the committee that was behind this in Congress, behind this investigation, was feeling that they needed more resources. I think he said we need more people with legal backgrounds and subpoenas.
Well, that's something that's been an issue from the beginning on the Senate intelligence side, that they need more investigators, they need more lawyers, they need people who know how to dig and where to find things. Yeah. That's a separate issue,
right,
than whether or not the FBI needs more. But I think that what the unintended consequence here of what President Trump did in firing James Comey was, if he was trying to squash this investigation, now it's just going to burn a much hotter, brighter spotlight on it.
Do you think there's an attempt by the White House to dim that light? There's other news today that the White House will announce a commission on voter fraud. President Trump has long contended that millions voted illegally. No evidence of that. You have a sense of trying to swing the spotlight?
Well, anything related to voter fraud is going to come back to Russia and come back to the campaign and how that was conducted. So, they're all kind of intertwined. This is something that the president promised to do. Vice President Pence is supposed to be tasked with heading this up. But again, anything related to that is just going to come back to Russia.
And could come back to haunt them. NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.